Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Sunday, May 16th. Today on Forbes, when a CEO resigns, the CFO is likely to exit within 2 years. When Boeing CFO Greg Smith announced his retirement last month, the 54-year-old caught investors off guard, with shares falling 4% in response to the news. After guiding the aerospace company through some of the greatest challenges it's faced in its more than 100-year history, among them the 737 MAX crisis and the COVID-19 pandemic, he'll resign in July, just 18 months after former CEO Dennis Muilenburg stepped down. But Smith's exit shouldn't have come as a surprise. When a chief executive departs, the head of finance often follows, and in quick succession, according to Phil Murphy, a consultant at Spencer Stuart, who leads the firm's financial officer practice in North America. He says, quote, "When there's a CEO change, within 2 years of that change, there is a CFO change more than 50% of the time. CEO changes often lead to CFO changes within a short time period. Just look at Virgin Galactic, where in February, CFO John Campagna stepped down just 7 months after CEO George Whitesides moved on to the role of Chief Space Officer. And in April, British supermarket group Asda announced the departure of its finance chief, Rob McWilliam, just a few weeks after the resignation of its chief executive, Roger Burnley. Part of the reason for this trend, says Phil Murphy, is the strong connection CFOs share with their CEOs, especially during times as tumultuous as these. Murphy says, quote, "The CFO is at many companies the right hand to the CEO. Given the intense pressure that the pandemic put on companies this past year, the importance of a great CFO has never been better understood." For full coverage, check out Samantha Todd's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.